Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. L-I-V-E. It is the Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 515. My name's Will Kuntz. This is Anna Hummel.
Hello. Thank you for having me. It's good to be here today.
It is good to be here any day. I get to spend a little time with you. That's nice. This is our weekly Wednesday meetup here.
Your weekly checkup, sort of?
That's right. Our weekly checkup. Yes. Maybe we should rename the show to Our Weekly Checkup instead of Checkup. That's what I'll call this episode. It's done already. Out of the book. Sometimes I have to sit and think of a title for these, and sometimes it takes me a little longer, and then I just settle on something stupid. Sometimes they're really good, and then I think this one's really good. So thank you, Anna. And hello, Joe. Joe is already here, and he's God blessing everybody, and we appreciate that. He's here every Wednesday, and we like that.
Joe is making Anna art today and sent it to me. Is that weird?
What is it made out of? Is this one of those paintings where it's made out of his own fluids?
No, it was a very flattering photo of me, and then he decided to make it like meta. I don't know. Can you see?
Yeah. Cool.
A little sepia, a little pop of color.
Yeah,
I
like that.
I wish I didn't see this and think of Schindler's List, but I do.
yeah, because of the red.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about. It's because of the red that you're wearing. Yeah.
The red dress, the girl wearing the red dress. I think the whole film or most of the film was in black and white. Then you see a girl wearing a red dress. And then at some point later in the film, maybe an hour later, it kind of obviously very more morbid, but you see a pile of bodies in black and white, but there's a pop of red.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, 6 million Jews died.
What the heck?
But so interesting about that is it wasn't even the focus of the scene. Like, it's a background. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like in the background, you see like a wheelbarrow and then there's like a pop of color. It was disturbing. But anyways, back to Happy Days.
Yeah, right. You know, I've never seen that movie.
Really?
I guess I should.
I'll mess you up. That one messed me up. And then I don't know if you ever saw Apocalypse Now.
Oh, yeah. I have seen Apocalypse. I actually watched that semi-recently.
Did you?
Yeah.
Just I thought about that movie for like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Every day I like woke up. I'm like, this ain't right.
What
you know
was
what
that?
I mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah, what did they mean by that? Yeah, it was good times. This is the Homemade Broadcast again, and perhaps you're listening Wednesdays here on live stream like Joe, like Jeremy, like the Fat Pig, some of the other people that join us on Wednesdays, and we appreciate that. 6 p.m. live at willsyoutube.com. Podcast and the live stream replay go up at midnight on YouTube, and obviously wherever you get your podcast from, HMB Radio there. I'd encourage you to please go to both. Give them 5-star ratings. Give it a thumbs up. You know, every YouTube video tells you to do that, but it really does help. So I appreciate you doing that. I injured myself. I've talked about my weight with you and how it's continued to go up. And I went to go see the doctor a few weeks ago, and he wants to put me on a drug for my weight. Now, I've taken a drug for my
weight. Whatever you were taking before?
Phentermine I took for like 3 months or something.
Phentermine.
It's just Adderall. It's a you know, amphetamine.
It's pH, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just an amphetamine that you know, is around, and it makes you not eat because you're stoned. Is essentially what happens. And I took that for a while, and he goes, I went to go see him because I'm pretty sure I just have hives from my nerves, but I was like, I need to go get this checked out. I need to go get some sort of biopsy done. So he took a little biopsy of my skin, sent it away, and then he goes, out of curiosity, I haven't stepped on a scale in very many, many months. Let me just step on the scale, see where I'm at.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, wow. Hold on. Before you do that, this is great advice. Sage advice here from one Mosh Jelton. Eat less and exercise. I'd never thought of that. This is the...
He's not wrong.
Why doesn't everybody do this? This is the key. Eat less and exercise is better.
Right.
Wow. Sage words there. You're
so thank true. You, Mosh.
All right,
a so true we, radio talent. So thank you very much.
That's right. We have we have some guesses. Joe says 252. Now he's saying 242. And
it was a fat finger slip. Yep. I'm gonna say $248.
That's being very generous. $266. Yeah. Not good.
But is that a PR?
No. Yeah, I think it is actually. Yeah, okay. I think it might be the heaviest I've ever been. Now, it's been, I did take a blood test as well, and he did find that I am insulin resistant, which means anything I eat gets turned to fat immediately, which is unfortunate. Now, he has a solution to this, a medical solution. Hold on a second. Can I just, see, the cat's bowl goes off at 6 p.m., so I got to let them come in or they're going to scratch the door. Let me close the door real quick. This is bad for radio. Just hold it down and make fun of me or something for a second.
Feel bad making fun of you because I actually like you.
Okay, I'm back.
Just cracking joke after joke. No, it's hard for me. It's weird because like when I have disdain for people, that's not necessarily true. I made fun of Johnny for being fat and I love Johnny, but it's a lot easier when you don't like him than when you're trying to be kind. And it's also like, this is uncharted territory for you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if you were always just a fat sack, then it would just be, you know, par for the course, but I feel like you're running into a problem and we need a problem solved to get you out of that pickle.
Well, there is a solution. And it turns out
exercise more.
Well, I didn't really think about that. That is good advice. No, the solution is just take medicine, which is the one, the only Ozempic. My doctor wants to put me on Ozempic.
Dude, you know what? I'll refrain judgment. Everybody needs to just do what they need to do. How do you feel about doing that?
I don't want to do it. Listen, this man, I like my doctor a lot and I still continue to see him, but he's wrong often. This man told me back in a couple years ago around this time that there was solid data on this new vaccine that was around for this new virus that just came about. And it was good and I should take it. And I don't know about that. And he goes, well, listen, I'm not one of these guys that's going to tell you what to do. I could just tell you the data is sound. And if I were you, I would get this new technology, this new mRNA technology. I would take it. And I would move on with your life because then you can move on with your life. You don't have to worry as much. And I said, okay, I'll think about it. And then I just never did that.
No, you showed him because you got the J&J, okay? That's you went right. Vector Willy. Yeah. Yes. You didn't need no mRNA, new whatever technology. You went old school.
I went old school. But I did get that one because I was forced to. We definitely spoke about that. And so he goes, listen, this medication is, it's sound. It's new. It's sound.
The Ozempic?
Ozempic. The data is there, you see. This new data is not only does it help you, Mosh Jelton, eat less, and maybe you'll be motivated to exercise more, especially if you take some phentermine and pile that on top of it, but maybe the data says that it will potentially reset what makes insulin in your body? Endocrinic system? Is it something like that?
Your pancreas. Endocrine system is just hormone system, all the glands and everything.
Okay, well, insulin's a hormone, right?
Pancreas. Yes, insulin is a hormone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it could potentially, there's data there that says it can reset your system and kind of bounce back some of that insulin resistance. And he also has a connect. He has a special connect because they don't cover... you have to be a type 2 diabetic in order to get Ozempic in the state of Florida. So he has a special.
But you're considered pre-diabetic?
No, I don't think so.
I haven't said that. I thought you just said that.
Well, is it insulin resistant pre-diabetic?
Diabetes isn't like a... It's like once you hit a threshold of where like your A1C is over 6.5, then it's like you're diabetic.
Okay.
But it's a spectrum of, you know, if you're 6.4, you're pre-diabetic, but as soon as you hit 6.5, then your insurance kicks in and now everything's covered because you officially have type 2.
Right.
So it's one of those things where it's like, yes, it's a disease, but it's more like a spectrum of metabolic dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
So
diabetes isn't like you have it or you don't have it. It's this like this arbitrary threshold of like now you have diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. I do know what you mean. And I'm probably well on my way. Undoubtedly, I know my dad has it. So, I mean, I'm definitely well on my way to getting there.
Yeah.
But so he's got this special connect. They don't cover it. Insurance won't cover it unless you're a type 2 diabetic in the state of Florida. But he's got his connect. It's only going to cost me $200 a month, and we'll do it for like 3 to 6 months.
Did he recommend anything else? Like, does he want to see what you're eating? Does he not care about that?
No, he does.
I'm not judging you. I'm more so judging him as a physician.
Listen,
is
I'm telling
asking
you
about your activity
of
level.
Course.
Is he asking any of these questions?
Oh, I can't believe he didn't recommend the Moss Gelatin, which was to eat less and exercise more. I mean, that right. would have been the way to go, but
I will assume you weren't going to do that. He's like, all right,
no,
well,
listen, here's the thing. I did. And I also, in fact, let me tell you this about, and I kind of brought it up for this reason, because I was exercising the other day. I went out because now the sun's out later. I went and exercised. And I did some.
What?
I did my push-ups. I did my squats.
Okay.
I went for a nice brisk walk, and I hurt my shoulder so bad.
Walking?
No, doing push-ups.
Oh, okay.
I managed to complete my push-ups for the day, but I've hurt my shoulder. I was worried that I tore something in my shoulder. So now I'm getting to the point now where I'm too. And this is what he said. He goes, "This medication.
You're too fat to work out.
I'm too fat to work out right now because I'm old and it's hurting my body."
I think that should be the title of this podcast.
Too fat to work out. Our weekly checkup. Maybe I'll combine the two.
Okay. All right.
We've got a lot of comments here. Yeah, and this is what I'm worried about too. Once you stop the 25 pounds, come back. I've heard that, but he goes, "Well," and I ask him that. And he goes, you know.
What do you mean when you stop? Like, stop working out?
Stop the Ozempic.
Oh.
Stop the medication. He goes, well, you know, maybe if you're motivated, you'll be motivated to keep it off. Because I'd take 50 pounds off you. 50 lbs.
That's tempting, especially when you really don't have to, like, do anything.
But I've heard, like, it eats away at your muscle tissue, eats away at your connective tissue. I don't want to do it. I've pretty much accepted the fact that I'm just wearing a double X. No, that's fine. No big deal.
I don't think that's where you should be your main concern. It's more like you don't want to die at 45, you know?
I don't want to. No. I mean, I'm hoping, and this is what I was relieved too, like moving in, I have a witness of things that I was eating. So I could, because I could tell that people thought I was lying. And I would tell them, like, Julia, my girl, has watched me choke down cottage cheese for lunch and have a little bit of fruit and have a cold vegetable juice. And now I got the confirmation that I have this insulin resistance. So he goes, you're just, the cottage cheese is just turning into fat. It's unfortunate. It is unfortunate. And somebody said something about, someone says, don't get the Zemp. Okay, yeah. I heard it has awful side effects. I've heard that too. I've heard that you can feel the food going down your belly.
I love how you're getting advice from like the fattest people.
No disrespect, Johnny, but yeah, you're fatter than I am. You can't give me advice. But I appreciate the comment. Joe too is a mess. We all know that. He wants to know what my A1C is. I don't know. I could tell you, Joe, maybe next week. There was another comment I saw that I wanted to.
Is it from the fat pig?
It might be. It might be. Very well, maybe. I can't find it now. but yeah, I hurt my shoulder so bad, so I haven't been able to do anything for a week. Like, it pops. I wonder if I can get it audibly. Can you hear that? It's popping right now.
No. Yes, I heard that. That's disgusting.
You did hear it for real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
When you went like that, I heard it.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if I did something, you know. So I can't do anything. I'm just gonna wear double X's. I don't want to take Ozempic. I don't really.
Should be a last resort, in my opinion. I'm not a physician. Obviously, take it for what it's worth. I do kind of pay attention to the all these weight loss trends and stuff. But like you said before, 50% of the weight lost is lean mass. That's really not the direction you want to go. A lot of people's hearts seem to be exploding.
Yeah.
The negative effects, like whatever, you're a little nauseous, but you have diarrhea or whatever. But the lean mass deterioration, I don't like that.
Nope.
And I just, when you're messing with hormones and stuff, I don't know. And like Joe the Supermarket said, what are you going to be on it forever? And then once you go off, you're just going to be motivated. Like that's going to come out of thin air. Like, oh, I'm so motivated. It's like, no, your appetite's going to come back and then you're going to want to eat. Yeah. So,
well, Joe said the fast too. And I've done the fasting as well. I've done multiple day fasts and they do work. You know, you come off and you're 6 pounds later, but then, you know, you go, you jump, for me anyways, it jumped right back. And that's probably due to the, hormonal deficiency that I have now.
Do you think that if you did more of like a standard, I don't know, 17-7, 18 or 16-8 split, instead of doing like a 36-hour fast and then eating?
I've tried that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I just saw the Washington Post put out a thing that said that it's making people have heart attacks.
I guess someone sent that to me like an hour ago. I saw it too. I read through the study. Again, a lot of those things are BS because it was over like 17 years. A lot of the people in the study already had cancer and comorbidity, so they were going to die anyways. It's really hard to isolate things that are not in the lab, isolate variables not in the lab. So, you know, read the study. You could kind of tear it apart if you want to.
You can get
what I think is not plaguing this country or most of the first world is not eating. That's yeah, not plaguing anybody unless you're in, I don't know, the Congo or something, Yemen maybe.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I mean, you can get data to say whatever you want. You can manipulate it by, you know, putting in people that have higher risks for certain conditions or whatever, and then all of a sudden people are dropping, and then they just do the correlation is causation thing, and it must be the diet and not the cancer that's actually killing me. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things we've learned over the past few years is that these scientists tend to have the results. A lot of them anyways are not doing really scientific work. Many of them are doing political work. Political activists. So it's a big problem.
That one's for fatties. That one was like, I don't like fasting and I'm gonna do my due diligence to find evidence that it's killing people, when really it's the opposite, that people are overeating. And it wasn't even like extreme fast. Like if it was like people who do 10-day fasts are dying, like okay, but it was like people who do 8 and 16-hour split are dying from cardiovascular disease. I'm like, what? That's barely fasting. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? You're up, like you're up, what, 12, 14 hours a day, 16 hours a day, maybe? So you're eating half the day.
Yeah, and it used that. It said 16-8 hours those versus those who didn't restrict at all. So those that ate from the moment they woke up to the moment they went to bed were healthier.
I like fat pigs. The fat pig has invented the perfect diet.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear what that is.
Okay, here we go. Good one. That's good stuff.
Okay.
He's going to eat in front of a mirror with his shirt off. I don't know if he's talking about me or him. Either way. I might have to seal his handle here pretty soon, the way we're going. I don't know. So, I was trying to find some actual content for us to talk about today, and I didn't want to just talk about my fatness or my shoulder. I wanted to talk about Joe Biden's shoes. Have you seen Joe Biden's new shoes, the Air Bidens?
Do they have like extra grip on them?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm reading? Yeah. Okay.
They were so popular, in fact, that Inside Edition, which I didn't know was still around, did a expose on the shoes. And I'm sure you didn't see it. You know, you didn't see the Inside Edition piece, I'm sure. There he is. You can see that right there. There we go.
I can, yeah.
I like this comment too. Imagine being Inside Edition. This is a tweet from Nessa Kins _. Imagine being the Inside Edition employee that has to film his report, then model Biden's dumb effing old wobbly man support shoes. That's pretty funny. And here's the report. This is only a portion of it.
Many observers couldn't help but notice his footwear. Are those sneakers? Yep, they're so-called lifestyle sneakers made by Hoka, designed for maximum comfort and support while walking or hiking. And here they are, the Joe Biden sneaker. They're made by Hoka. These are called the Hoka Transport, and as you can see, they look quite comfortable. They have a wide sole, no doubt great for stability, and the president does have a history of stumbling.
Yeah, the Air Bites. Did you see Trump sneakers?
Yeah, the gold ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bubba's actually made his own and is selling them. I'm getting a pair in about a month.
Oh, he's making his own sneaks, huh?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, these boys right here.
Air Bubba.
Would you rather have the Trump sneakers or the Air Bidens?
Well, I'd rather have Air Bubba's, but
That's not an option.
I'm very interested in the Hoka brand. I've heard a lot of good things about Hoka.
I'd
like to try out there.
When I'm exercising, yes, I said exercising, I have a pair of running shoes and they are Hokas. Okay, they're very comfortable and they offer a lot of support. They are absolutely hideous. I mean, they are really disgusting. They make me vomit when I look at them, but they are supportive. And, you know, I have to face facts. I want to wear the nice thin Nikes that look great and have they don't have a huge sole on them. And
you don't have them like next to you, do you?
I could probably find them. No, I don't know where they are because I moved.
All right.
But I can, hold on. I'm going to have to get up.
That's okay.
Okay.
Don't hurt yourself exercising. Poor Will. You see his ugly ass shoes. Oh, dear. Let's see.
I actually don't have. I lied. These are the Brooks running shoes. Not as bad.
It's not bad.
I guess they were my old ones. I haven't been running in a while. So, yes, Mosh, I haven't ran in a while, okay? I admit it. But my old ones were Hokas. That made me think about the best dad shoes of all time. And what do you think, there's a shoe that is probably in everybody's mind here.
Dad at a barbecue, white Reeboks.
Oh, that's not the one what I was thinking.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you which one I was thinking here. Let me go scroll back up here. Reeboks, you say. Are you talking about these?
Or maybe it was New Balance. Maybe I'm thinking New Balance. That's definitely not it. I think it's the New Balance shoes.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I got the brand wrong.
These are good. These are great shoes right here. I mean, I would wear these. These are classics.
I'm thinking more like chunky.
These are what I was thinking.
That.
The Nike Air Monarch, was that 4? Training shoe.
Ain't no one training in that shoe.
I am heading that way because I'm going to need support for my 260-pound frame to do minuscule things. I'm going to have to be mowing the lawn or, just going to get in the mail. I'm going to have
tucking in your polo.
Yeah. It's happening. It's happening.
Yeah.
Now, were these the ones you were thinking of?
No. The New Balance? They kind of looked more like the Nike, the first ones you showed me.
Okay, because
it's chunkier than that. It's like chunky. Like, do you remember Jerry Seinfeld during Seinfeld, and he'd walk in with those monsters?
Yeah,
those stompers. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just like it pops in the worst way.
I do. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. The crazy thing about these is that they're ugly, but they're $200, and you can only get them at New Balance. And dads must just eat them up. Because they just find something they like and then they roll with it. But definitely for me, when I think of the Air Monarchs for the dads, these are more reasonable. You can even get them for $55 at Zappos.
Ooh, dads like that. Dads like a deal.
They like a bargain. They'll load up. They'll load up and get multiple pairs at a time. And that way they won't have to buy shoes for, forever, really. Mm-hmm. But there's these. Here are the Hokas. This is what they look like that I did have for running.
Like that color and everything?
Yeah, they were very bright and they were very, very chunky sole. Had a lot of
why the brightness? Like, why did you have to go in that direction?
I think it's just a design choice that they decided to go with. They said these are hideous. You can buy them toned down.
Why did you buy the bright ones? Did you just think that like be good for traffic? Like people could see you? Well,
no, not really. I'll tell you, just like anything else, they were cheaper. They were on sale.
Say no more. That was a dumb question.
Yeah.
I apologize. Because I get it.
They're not cheap. You know, we're talking 145 bones here for these ones right here, the Clifton Nines. And obviously they're hideous. And I see a lot of old people wearing Hokas because they have a lot, much like Joe Biden, the Air Bidens, they are Hokas.
You know, maybe that's why I'm attracted to them. I like things that old people, old man style for some reason.
It's coming back. I've never heard of Solomon's. These aren't that bad. They look a little more streamlined, but hideous. No, not getting those. I actually kind of like these.
The Asics. Is that a woman's shoe?
No, I think it's a man's shoe.
I love Asics, by the way.
Asics are great.
My favorite brand. Yeah.
I actually like these. Favorite. I have no hate. I would wear these and no hate for these. Those are the best ones. These are great. I was kind of disappointed to see these on the best retro dad shoes, the Lifestyle Club C85s. I actually think I have a pair of these somewhere. Those are great shoes. They look good, nice and white. This is what you're talking about.
That's what I was thinking of. New Balance, yeah. The cross trainer.
See how
chunky it is? There's no shape.
No.
It resembles the body of the person who's wearing it. It's just this shapeless blob. Not you.
Mm-mm.
Not you.
No.
That shoe. Yeah.
But it is the Air Monarch. I mean, it is the same. It's just New Balance's answer to the Nike one. It's exactly the same
style.
Same exact style. Dads wouldn't care. I mean, you could get, and these are more reasonable here. 76 at Walmart, 61 at Amazon. You know, they're a little bit more than the Air Monarchs, which are the OG. But if you're in a pinch, you can definitely pick up a pair of the 608 V5 cross trainers and you're going to be in good company. Dad's going to love it for Father's Day. When is Father's Day?
So around June 21st, whatever that Sunday is usually.
We got a while to go, yeah. Skechers don't know what anybody's doing with the Skechers. They shouldn't. Nobody should wear these. Those are hideous.
I don't like black rubber around the rim of the shoe at the bottom on any shoe. Even black shoes, I still like the white trim around it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
This is Puma's answer. $43, much more reasonable and probably better looking. That's not a bad looking shoe.
Mm-mm.
What's your feeling on these aren't Crocs necessarily, but they kind of have that Croc feel. Are you a Croc person?
I don't understand them. Are they Crocs or are you going running?
I'm just asking in general. These aren't the Crocs. These aren't Croc brand. These are Kane Revive, whatever that revive. But I just want to know your thoughts on them, how you feel about them.
I don't feel good about them. Don't say that.
Okay. Yeah, I caught myself looking at a pair and them being half off and being like, well, they're half off. I should get a pair for around the house. I heard they're really, really comfortable. Katrinka loves Skechers. That doesn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me at all.
What's wrong with Skechers?
What's wrong with Skechers? Didn't I just show you what's wrong with Skechers? That's what's wrong with Skechers right there.
I mean, they don't all look like that. Slip-on willies.
Yes, they do. You know,
you garden in those.
Those were the original. You know how bummed Skechers was when Joe Biden didn't pick these shoes and he went with the Hokas for his shoe endorsement? They were we have been catering to these old dingleberries for 20 years. We tried the hip way. We tried to put lights in our sneakers and little kids wore them and then they grew up. And then nobody was buying them, and it was a generational thing. And then they went, who do we go to? They said the parents. And then they started making shoes like this, and that was their market. So you know that Skechers pushed hard to sign Joe Biden for that sneaker deal, and Hoka beat him out. This is the movie, the Air Jordan movie that was on Amazon. It's part two. It's signing Joe Biden. What was it? Yeah. It was called Air. Right? The Nike movie.
Yeah, with Matt Damon. I didn't see it, but I know of it.
I can't wait for another 20 years or 30 years to pass after Joe leaves us, and everybody, all these other politicians that are creeping on death's door, and they make a movie about Skechers trying to sign Joe Biden for his sneaker deal. That is going to be entertaining.
It is. And what I really appreciate about whoever is really in charge is that they weren't like, maybe we shouldn't have this guy in office because he can't walk properly and he's mentally slipping. They're like, he just needs new shoes. Like, we that's
gotta
it.
We got to get the Air Bidens.
Solution. It's not his brain. It's his shoes. He needs different shoes. And then you're like, oh, my bad.
These passed up. These are classics, too. Outside of the Air Monarch, I think these are at the Rockport Eureka walking shoe. Those must have been another strong contender.
I feel like you can only wear those with like black socks.
Yeah. Yeah. Or it's like, you know, there's a certain type of fellow that wears those like oversized khaki pants with the polo tucked in. I guess it's the same kind of look as the Air Monarch, but it's just a different guy. It's a different
thing. No. The Air Monarch guy and this guy, this is when the Air Monarch guy gets dressed up. So the khaki shorts become khaki pants, but same polo and everything. But he's like, oh, I'm going to dress it up and wear black shoes white socks.
That's right. These are definitely number two. These are the Air Monarchs and then these when you go to the steakhouse. When you go to
when he goes to Outback.
Yes. Yeah,
that's what he's wearing.
That's what you want. You want to get the Bloomin' Onion and you want to get your Rockport Eureka walking shoes on. And you want to have a night. You want to have a margarita. And that's what it's all about. These seem like young people's shoes, but they're hideous. Don't like those. The Saucony Jazz Originals. I mean, you know, those are kind of classic. I wouldn't really call those dad shoes. I don't know what that is. No. Everything's ugly. Have you noticed that?
Like people or just the shoes?
People, without question, are ugly. But I'm talking
about... people are getting uglier.
Everything's getting uglier.
You think people are getting uglier?
Everything's getting worse.
Because they show pictures of people from like the 40s, the 30s and the 40s. And it just seems like they have better bone structure. Even though the medicine, you know, wasn't as good as it is today. It just seems like they just looked healthier, better. Well, also, they weren't 1,000 pounds by the time they were 18. So that probably helps. A bit more chiseled. You know, men that were 18, 19, like... looked like men, unlike today where you look a little, you know,
living
in mom basement, like, you know what I mean?
Well, people were eating less and exercising more, undoubtedly, back then. But there's it's like everything. Fashion's just gross. It makes me barf. Any new buildings are gross. They make me barf. I'm looking at potentially getting a truck because I want a truck, a pickup truck. And I'm looking
at... everyone used to have one, and that guy kept ruining it.
No, he didn't. Dude, that guy was... his name was Eddie. He was a very loyal listener to the program. And he was teetering on the edge when we, like, met him. Like, he was a little off-kilter. Then when COVID happened, he lost it. He lost his mind. He became a COVIDian type of dude. He was filming himself getting groceries, like, yelling at people for not... being 6 feet apart and how it's causing people, like, he went absolutely bananas. But he was a mechanic, and like, he came to my house multiple times. I patched together that little S10 pickup truck that I had, like, on the low. Like, bless him for that, because that really did keep me afloat. I couldn't afford a car repair at that point. I mean, I could barely do it now with two full-time jobs, but I mean, back then it was, he took off the whole axle off my truck in the parking lot.
I remember like saying, do you want to ride home? And you're like, I'm okay. And I was worried. Usually the way you're worried about like a female being alone with a man.
Yeah.
Is how I felt, because I knew that he wasn't right.
He wasn't. And I hope he's okay. I mean, he did help me out a lot, and I do appreciate that always. But I remember he did really go off the deep end there. But I was looking at these new trucks, and they're all barf. They all look like minivans in the front, which is like a truck bed on. The design's gross. There's just circular and like aerodynamic. Like, I just want a nice square boxy kind of old school pickup truck. But then you run the risk of buying an old truck and then you can't get parts for it. I don't know how to fix it. And Eddie's off in La La Land. Who knows where the heck he is? So he's not coming to save the day anymore.
No.
And so I can't really do that. So I'm just like, forget it. I don't want to drive an ugly truck. And the trucks are gross. Barf City. Circles, like very curved. Everything's curved. It looks like a sedan, but with a truck bed in the back. It's just, I don't like it. And I know they do it because it's like green. It's like green energy, like the saves you a, you know, a gallon of gas a year. So we made it a little bit more aerodynamic, but it's just, it's just worse.
Yeah.
Like your aesthetics and what you're looking at and just the shoes, you know, Trump's got better shoes. We learned that, but the Air Bidens, they're good for them, but they're aerodynamic. They're circular. They save a gallon of gas a year. And that's where we're at. Like that's what we're looking at now. It's just a dang shame. I feel bad about it. You got to go, right?
I do.
What do you got to go for, by the way? Is it private? I didn't even ask.
No, it's not private at all. I'm going to my second jiu-jitsu class of the day.
Oh, man. You going to start competing or what?
Huh? No. I got tapped by a white belt today and I was like, I need to go. I suck. I need to go back. So that was at noon. And funny enough, I went to a gym in Tampa and this guy was subbing. And now I'm going to go to a gym in like Clearwater and it's going to be the same teacher.
Oh.
So I'll be like, hey again.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah. Yeah. But it rattled me in a bad way. So I was like, all right, let me just step up my game. I've been doing this, I feel like, I have been doing it for 2.5 years, and I just feel like I suck. So I'm like, I need to step it up get better so I can not hate myself when I go to bed.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure for our weekly checkup here this week. You can catch me on the weekly checkup on Saturday. On the bone. Actually, I think I'm going to be doing 2 hours on Saturday from noon to 2.
Okay.
I have to confirm that. But this Saturday, I think I'll be on the airways by myself. I won't even have Isaiah there with
me. Wow. Okay.
So.
One man show. Do you think it'd be weird if I called in?
I wish I could. I was thinking like, because it would be nice to get somebody to like on the air to talk with during that time.
Do you want me to just say I'm someone else?
I'm trying to think of a way we could do it. Like nobody's there on the weekend. We could put you in like a mask or something.
Yeah. I mean, it's not illegal for me to call. I got fired. I'm not let inside the building, but
I wonder, I bet you I'd get in trouble if
yeah, you would. And, like, if you knew it was me and you like set it up, they'd be pissed.
Yeah. I'd be in trouble. Yeah. Anyway. So yeah, I think I'm going to do noon to 2 on Saturday. So see you there, everybody. Thank you, Anna.
Thanks, Will. I'll see you later.
All right. Goodbye. Enjoy your class. There she goes. Anna Hummel, everybody. Wow. Let's scroll up here, see what we got before I go. And we are live right now, by the way. I'm saying this for later, that we're live on Wednesdays, 6 p.m. on willsyoutube.com. Lots of comments. I like that. Thank you, everybody, for the comments. That's nice. That is nice. Mosh wants the Bidens, the Air Bidens. I do, too. And what else we got? Can I give my opinion of the Air Bubbas? I haven't seen them, but if I see them, I will give my honest opinion. Definitely. And going down. Please wear flip-flops. Okay, done. I actually do have the, I'm kind of ashamed. I do have the Birkenstocks now, but they're very comfortable, and I just kind of wear them to run outside with. Not a good-looking shoe, though. Not a good looking shoe. That's it. That's the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thank you, Anna Hummel. You can catch her on the Bubba Love Sponge show, wherever that plays. And you can check me out on the weekly checkup on the Bones Saturday mornings and willsyoutube.com, hmbradio.com, and on your favorite podcast app. I got extra content that's only available over there. So go check me out. For Anna Hummel, my name is Will Koontz. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Farewell.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast.
on RadioSaintPete.com.